Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Now, we've got a traffic island weed problem again, and this time it's in Nelson. The weeds are apparently 2 metres high on a roundabout, but Waka Kotahi NZTA is not going to mow them because it's too dangerous for their contractors. The mayor, Nick Smith, is with us. Hi, Nick.
Yeah, good evening. How are you? It's
good. Blast from the past. It's good to talk to you. Really, are they 2 metres high?
Yeah, they are. It's Nelson has a wonderful climate. We've had too much rain. The sun is shining gorgeously, and as in spring, they really get away. And look, I'm reasonably tolerant where people have a problem, but people have just run tired. This issue's been running for more than 18 months. We're just looking forward to opening up for the visitor season. We spend millions of dollars of ratepayers' money on keeping all of our gardens looking tidy and attractive as a garden city, and are just a bit tipped that Whaka Kotahi can't get this issue sorted of their weeds on their roundabouts. Now, they had a problem a couple of years ago where they did have a nasty accident, but as can happen in this health and safety area, there's sort of been an overreach to the point where they just can't seem to get on top of it.
Okay, they say that the rules prevent them from being able to do this because it's now so bloody involved to go and mow a lawn. Who wrote these rules, Nick?
Well, they wrote them themselves in response to a nasty accident that occurred in Wellington.
Yeah.
And look, we all understand the issues in health and safety, but surely it's not beyond us to come up with either an alternative planting method or some grass or something, rather than having weeds that are so high that literally you really struggle to see through them, to see the approaching traffic on the most busy roundabout in Nelson. Look, the public has been cross about this to the point where they're saying, we'll get out with our own damn weed eaters and knock it off. I pleaded with them, hey, look, I've just become the mayor. We've had our first regional transport meeting. I'll try and raise it with Whaka Kotahi and get a solution. But I do say people are so pissed off about it that if it's not resolved, I really do think people will get out and just deal with it themselves.
Nick, why not? I mean, look, I know that you, as the mayor, have to say, please don't do it. But, I mean, are you really going to be cross with them? A couple of guys with weed, a couple of good Kiwi blokes with weed eaters would do a good job, wouldn't they? And it might just be the solution, because this is ridiculous.
I have to confess that I was tempted myself to get out with my own damn weed eater at the weekend.
Yeah.
When I was doing a bit around my own home. It's not a big job. And the other part of this time of the year is it's so light early in the morning that the road is almost so quiet that it just can't be beyond them to get a team up at 5:30 in the morning, put a couple of signs up just to slow the traffic down, and in 30 minutes you'd have the weeds gone and you'd have a happy public. It just seems to be sort of symptomatic of not being able to get our act together to be able to get relatively simple things done. You know, NZTA Whaka Kotahi has some really big, challenging engineering projects, of which you've got every sympathy with the complexity. But come on, give us a break.
Honestly, Nick, it's just not that complicated, is it? Nick Smith, thank you so much. Nelson Mayor, put a goat on it, says someone. Well, this is a good idea, isn't it? Maybe we could run Waka Kotahi, seeing as they're not doing a very good job. Mow them at night when there's no traffic. Look at you go. And the texts just go on. I was going to read you another one, but Ants is basically moving me on. Thanks, Ants.